Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And he hits a ground ball right side, fielded by Bush. Go to second. There's one over to first. It's going to be not in time. Is Shota okay? He's holding the back of his left leg. Safe the call at first. Shota might have pulled a muscle of some kind. I don't want to speculate, but he's...
Yeah.
Obviously not 100% right now.
This could be a problem.
We were hoping it was just another set of cramps in his leg. It was not. Shota Inaga, as described by Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, on the broadcast. You can hear them later today, by the way. They're coming up shortly after Zach Zaman has the pregame show starting at 12:45. Cubs baseball right here on 670 The Score. In the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. But Shota should be back soon. Scheduled to pitch later this week. And the week is getting shorter, so soon. And then maybe back, maybe one more start in rehab, and then maybe he's back in the Cubs rotation after his next rehab start. These are all possibilities as we return with more Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score. Mark, Shota has been good. He has been excellent. But they've been making do without him.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we have to give credit for all the guys who have been able to come up and do big things, whether they started in a bullpen role, whether they started in AAA. Because if you take Shota and Justin Steele off the board, you have guys like Colin Ray, Cade Horton, and Ben Brown who have been getting it done. And we started this season thinking Ben Brown might not be long for the bigs, but he's still here. Cade Horton, will he be called up? Called up, successful. And then, of course, Colin Ray went from the swingman to the guy who can give you a start every fifth day. And you have to be happy with that. But the question now begs, what happens when Shota comes back? And for me, it's a simple thing. You take Ben Brown, you send him down to AAA. Mm. You keep him stretched out. Because Porter Hodge should also be coming back sometime in this time period. So you're already probably getting rid of a guy like maybe Brazier. I don't know who they will
get. Yeah, who's the odd man out.
Yeah. But they have enough great bullpen arms that you just want to bring Porter Hodge back into the fold, let him do his thing. And there probably will be an injury of some kind to a starting pitcher at some point. Or you'll need a guy for a doubleheader. Keep Ben Brown stretched out. And why do I say do that? Because I look at where they are right now, and if you want to move Ben Brown down to AAA and have him in shorter roles, 3 innings, 4 innings, so he can be the long man if you need one, or come back and make a spot start, that's fine. But Ben Brown and Cade Horton, they're not going to be starting games at the end of the season. You know how I know that? Because I can look at the fact that Ben Brown's 25 years old and he's never pitched more than 104 innings in a season. I can look at the fact that Cade Horton has never pitched more than 88 1/3 innings in a season. they're guys who are going to give you bullpen brunt force in the playoffs, a la the Los Angeles Dodgers last year, if you get that far and are doing big things in the postseason. That's my stance on it. How do you feel about what should happen when Shota and Managa comes back?
I think it's pretty well thought out, like the idea of keeping Ben Brown stretched out. But I got to tell you, I'm more tempted to put Ben Brown in the bullpen. I know things are great right now in the Cubs bullpen, but it's not. I don't look at the return of Porter Hodge and say, well, Hodge is back, the bullpen is whole, they're going to continue to blast off. Put another guy who is, you know, we know Ben Brown is perfect for a bullpen, considering the pitch repertoire, considering the fact that he could rack up strikeouts in a hurry. He's had bad starts where he had 8 to 10 strikeouts and 1 or 2 walks throughout the game. So I just think for me, it's too tempting to keep that live of an arm at the big league level in a season in which you are going to the postseason.
Who's out then in the bullpen?
I need to hear the full list of, okay, of guys. Give me the full list and I'll tell you.
I'll give you the options.
Yeah.
We've got Daniel Palencia.
Is he staying? Yeah.
Is he staying?
Okay. Yeah.
I was curious.
I'll just say this. I'll say, if I'm confident they're going to stay, like somebody like that, yeah, it's going to stay, or are they expendable?
Okay. We also have Caleb Philbar, who we just discussed.
Been really damn good, so I'm not ready to release him in any way, shape, or form.
Who did I just say before that?
Caleb Philbar. Oh, Palencia, right. Palencia, obviously.
Okay, Palencia, Philbar.
Is sticking around.
Philbar. We've got Yenesis Cabrera.
Expendable.
Okay, so he's
expendable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Flexen.
I think I want him around still. He's been really good. He's been very valuable.
Brad Keller.
I mean, expendable, probably.
Drew Pomerantz.
Really love what he's doing. Is that magic going to wear out, though? Like, these are things you got to look at.
Well,
like,
Ryan Pressly.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
So I got a couple guys that are expendable right there.
So the guys are Cabrera and Keller, is that?
Yeah,
am I hearing that
are expendable.
Not, and Ryan Brazier?
Oh, Ryan Brazier. Yeah, you never mentioned Ryan Brazier.
I said him off the top when I was talking about my stuff.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
You're bad.
So who's at the bottom of that? Who's the first guy gone?
I think probably Ryan Brazier.
Okay. Brazier's the first guy gone. Imanaga comes back. Ben Brown to the bullpen. Ryan Brazier gone. All right. Porter Hodge is now ready. Who's the next guy gone? Or are you just keeping Porter Hodge in AAA? That's also an option.
I mean, like, you can't figure out a way to keep him on the roster at the same time as Ben Brown.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, if you move Imanaga into the starting rotation, someone has to be out of the rotation, either in the bullpen or in AAA. You told me Ryan Brazier was the first guy.
Yes.
He's gone.
Right.
I'm asking,
who is my other expendable guy?
You said Yenesis Cabrera.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, he's a lefty, Yenesis, though. That doesn't matter to you?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think the Cubs are better.
Philbar and Pomerantz are your lefties.
Okay, then, I mean, those are two pretty good lefties.
Yeah, they are. Do you want a third, though?
On your team.
I guess that's the question.
Like I said, I think that Cabrera is expensive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think that Ben Brown is a better major league pitcher than Hennessy's Cabrera. Do you or no?
Yeah, I think
yeah. That. So that's my answer. That he is more expendable than Ben Brown.
Next question: you need a pitcher gets hurt. What do you do next? Are you just doing bullpen days? Or are you just going to,
like, who's next?
Chris Flexen's going to start that game then?
Flex, yeah, that's a good question. I guess Chris Flexen.
He's right now. He's your swing guy.
Well, I don't know what the update is on Assad right now. Are we
there is no update
on
Assad.
We're always months off on Assad. And Jordan Wicks, is there any update? Like, does Wicks get another look? Are they fixing Wicks?
Listen to Jed Hoyer here. When he's asked about seeing when Shota Imanaga will return from injury.
What's the latest on Shota?
He's going to pitch later this week for Iowa, and then we'll sort of reevaluate. But he's made two rehab starts in Arizona. He threw four innings on the 14th. I think he threw 44 pitches and then threw a bunch in the bullpen. So, he's on track, and like I said, he'll pitch for Iowa later this week, and then we'll kind of reevaluate. You know, we haven't rushed him. We want to make sure we get him right and get him healthy, and I'm excited to get him back. I think not only is he really good, but he also provides innings that are super valuable. And, you know, in today's game, when you can get six or seven innings out of your starter, it helps rest your bullpen.
Okay, so that all makes sense, right? But I want you to hear Jed Hoyer again, this time talking about the starting rotation specifically and if they'll add more to that.
I think they're separate things. Like, I'm super proud of the way this rotation has pitched. I mean, I think our two highest projected pitchers, you know, one's been out for the year, the other's been out since really like around May 4th, and they've responded really well. You know, Talion's been terrific, and Boyd's been terrific, and, you know, Cade has come up and pitched well, and, you know, I think, you know, Ben's had been a little bit up and down, and Colin has been really steady, and I give those guys so much credit for that. But all that said, I just think that, you know, the way the game is played now, you've got to just continue to add pitching when you can. So, yeah, there's a reason that all these teams are saying they need pitching, is because I think everyone has the sense that you can't have enough depth. And also the rules have changed, right, where you can't make the waiver deals you used to be able to make in August. And so you're a little bit more shut once the deadline passes on July 31st, and that's your – like, those are your pitchers. You can't go out in the same way you used to be able to do that in August and find somebody. So, you have to acquire as much depth as you can, and I think we'll be certainly looking for that.
Cubs president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer, talking to Spiegel Holmes on Tuesday, and he's pretty definitive about what they need to do, and they need to do it sooner rather than later, because technically you can't do it too late. So the deadline is your last chance, if you will. Now, here's how I want to present this. Imanaga comes back. And the starting rotation is Imanaga,
uh-huh.
Tyone,
yes.
Boyd,
yes.
Ray,
yes.
Horton.
Yes.
That's what it is right now.
Yes.
After he goes out and gets his someone Imanaga level or higher, everyone goes down a spot. So now, in my opinion, it's going to be Ray or Horton that's out. And when that happens, Horton, with the lack of innings pitched, remember, he's never pitched more than 88 and a third.
Gotta be careful.
It makes more sense to have Horton and Ben Brown as part of your bullpen / swing guy at that point. And when you're talking about the playoff rotation, I know it's way too early to be talking about playoff rotation. You only use four pitchers, though, in a playoff rotation. And so that's Ace, Imanaga, Tyone, Boyd, as it stands right now. But you've got some super velocity, filthy stuff guys in Ben Brown and Cade Horton leading that bullpen now.
Yeah, the couple of things here. A couple texters pointing things out correctly. We don't have to designate this just to what are you doing with the bullpen for your prior questions. Because as somebody put, yeah, you can DFA Turner. Somebody even mentioned DFAing Birdie. It's not like you just have to figure out the math with the bullpen. And I will actually...
We're losing bats?
I will agree with that's a good question. What more important at this point, John Birdie being on your roster, Justin Turner being on your roster, or Ben Brown being available out of the Cubs bullpen in some way, shape, or form? Extra bullpen arm, extra bat. two bats right there, by the way, which have not been heavy contributors.
I would argue they need a better right-handed bat, and that's just on period. Like, they need a better right-handed bat. They've needed a better right-hand bat off the bench, period, this entire time. When they go up against these lefty aces, is what we're calling them.
But are we going to be talking about the bullpen the way we are right now in a month from now, even 3 weeks from now? I just feel like the bullpen is bullpens everywhere are breakable, very breakable. So that's why I tend towards the idea of sending Ben Brown down. And I will say to the people who are like pushing back on Keller being expendable, I'll give you that. He's been great. He's been absolutely terrific. But it's difficult to find guys when you say, okay, match this guy up against this guy. I have a real hard time sending Ben Brown down at this point.
Keller, by the way, a 2.10 ERA in 32 games.
It's crazy.
He leads the Cubs in appearances, by the way, and he's given up 25 hits, no home runs. He struck out 33 while walking 10. Now, Keller's not going anywhere. Brad Keller's not going anywhere.
Right, but absolutely. But just keep on adding to that. We've seen it too many times.
No, you're right.
Guys either get injured or they do what bullpen guys do. They go through horrible slumps and sometimes completely and totally fade away.
It's going to come down to who has options left and what buttons Jed Hoyer wants to push. But that's why he gets paid all the big money and maybe even more big money when that extension comes through. We'll keep an eye on that.
Good talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.